time they in, they ride. Every time they hear this beat, every time they in the spot, every time I'm on they street, they listening, they listening, they listening to me. They listening, they listening, they listening to me. Nigga know who I be. Yo, 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 what's up? It's your man's Joaquin, and you tune in to another episode of Heat Level Podcast. What's up, world? So y'all know, man, I've been kind of busy, so I've been doing a lot of other stuff, and now we're getting back to the interviews, interviewing artists and entrepreneurs and stuff. So right now we got on the line Helen, straight from Dallas, Texas, but originally born in the motherfucking motherland, as we call Africa. And this is Jazzy Blaze. What's up, Jazzy Blaze?
Hey.
Hey, say hey. What's up? What's up? Let everybody know a little bit about you and where you from and how you get down. And then we're going to get into some questions.
Yeah, my name is Jazzy Blaze, an upcoming rapper in Dallas, Texas. I was actually born in New Jersey, raised in Queens, New York, and I've also lived in Africa for a couple of years when I was younger as well.
No doubt, no doubt. Representing the motherland like always, right?
Yep.
Got to. So, okay, when we get right into it, I'm going to start it off by saying we have two segments of this show. One segment is called Under the Bus, and another one is called Brutally Honest. That will be at the end of the show. And guess what? You have to answer those questions. Brutally honest.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
It doesn't matter what it is.
Let's do it.
Or what it's doing, but that's what we're going to do. All right? You with it?
I'm down.
Let's get it. All right, so now we're going to start off with some questions and see what's going on in your hip-hop career. So we're going to let my daughter start off with a couple of questions. So take it away.
Okay, so I want to start off with asking you, how did you get into the music business in the first place?
The way I started, I would say I've always been writing music. Since I was in middle school, I had a diary that my mom got for me. She's like, write your feelings in here. But I wrote them in songs. So that's how I started. But when I officially decided to take it seriously was about 2 years ago. And I told my friends about it at my work. I was working at Home Depot. And I was like, oh, I'm too scared to go solo. So we started a group. That's how I started. I started in a group.
What was the name of your group?
It was called AJ6.
What'd you say? Hey, what?
AJ6.
Hey, damn. Hold on, fuck. What? AJ. That shit, hold on. AJ Risk It? What the fuck?
AJ the number 6.
Oh, okay. AJ6. Okay.
Interesting. Where did that come from?
Okay, so we just used our name. Okay. So my first name is Jasmine. So I'm the J. My other partner's name was Arizé, so that's the A. And the 6 was for Gabriel because you just turned the G around, and then there you go. It's a 6.
Okay. Okay. That's clever. I like it.
Yeah, it's kind of unique, right?
Yeah, it's definitely different.
All right. What became y'all demise?
Lack of communication and. Our sounds were ultimately a little too different. We were on different two pages of where we were going with music and what our interests were.
Oh, you about to spill the tea now. Come on, spill that tea. Spill them tea.
It's just when you're writing music, it's about your art and what's important to you and what you want the world to know. And for me, there were certain topics that they wouldn't relate to that I've been through that I want to put in my music. And it just wasn't going together. And their topics, I had no idea about it either. So we couldn't continue making music on certain topics and I'm talking about something else and they talking about something else.
I think I totally agree with that. You have to be able to feel the music, you know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Emotion.
Well, see, this is the thing. I told her to spill the tea.
She kind of going around that teeth feeling. She like, let me just go on a little different. I ain't trying to be Megan Thee Stallion. They want to be my, what was that girl named? Maluda? What's her name?
Mulatto.
Mulatto, whatever. Muhula, whatever.
Yeah, don't do too much on Mulatto now.
Hey, see, look, see.
Yeah, because she's killing it right now.
Yes, she is.
Let me tell you something. I think she got good music. Some of it, I don't really listen to her like that, but some of her music. But my thing is this. When it comes to a lot of the new hip-hop artist females, right? I'm glad that they bold and they say what the fuck they want to say. I'm all for that. My thing is just like in hip hop, right? Same thing. I ain't trying to hear how many women you smashed, how many women you done took, but I ain't trying to hear that shit all the time, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel like the only female hip hop artists that they're pushing are the ones that are rapping that way. And sex sells, right? So the agenda is not if you're good, okay, if you're talented. The agenda is, can you show some titties?
Yeah.
And some ass.
It's about what they want to see and hear, not about the talent, the raw talent.
Yeah. You get what I'm saying? That's my thing on it. And that's why I understand, like, I listen to some of your music. Matter of fact, and we going to... We will play your music on this podcast, no doubt. No doubt. So when people watch it, they will hear your music. So the thing is this right here is if you are a female artist, this is what's going to make you so fucking dope. If you a female artist and you don't follow that trend or that so-called fab is what's going on right now with a lot of female hip-hop artists, you don't follow that. You go an opposite way. And you hit, you going to hit real big. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
You feel me? So you got to make a decision. So the decision is, do you want to follow the trend? Because the trend, remember something about a trend. A trend, it goes away, right? A fad goes away. It doesn't stay as long. So yes, you're going to have the Cardi B's, the Megan Thee Stallions, the Bia's, the, what's the other girl name? Sweetie and all these other ones, right? Mm-hmm. They all look the same, right? When they, it's like when you watch their video, you know what to expect. Fake eyelashes, fake extensions, you know. That's what you expect. Putting their ass all in the camera or talk about how many dudes' dicks they done suck but took their money. All that bullshit, right?
Yep.
So you're going to get all that, right? And my thing is this, I'm cool with that boldness shit. I'm cool. When Cardi B came out, I was a big Cardi B fan because Cardi B was like that before she ever blew up in music. You know, she was a stripper. So she was talking about stuff she did. It is what it was. I think a lot of these hip-hop artists now, these female hip-hop artists now, they're just following the trend. Like, if I can jump on that wave, then I'm going to ride it. You feel what I mean? So what about... you go ask her. You want to ask her another question?
Yeah, well, I guess this kind of goes along with what my dad was saying. What kind of rapper are you? What do you feel? Do you feel like you fit into that trend, or do you feel like you are different, unique?
I definitely have said this on multiple occasions that I am not willing to do what they are willing to do, and if it makes my journey harder, so be it, because I personally wasn't raised to use my body to get anything. I mean, and I'm not saying they're raised to do that, but I wasn't raised like that. And I like rap. I like the skill. I like how it sounds. I like flows. That's what I'm interested in. I'm not interested in showing my body in a video to get views, and I'm not interested in all that stuff. So for me, what I rap about is what I've been through. I rap about colorism. I rap about struggling. I rap about single parenting. I rap about daddy not being there. I rap about that type of stuff because that's what I've been through.
Well, let me ask you a question like this. Now, let's be honest with you, right? You are Blackamoor. You know what that is?
No.
Well, I got a movie that I wrote called Blackamoor. Let me tell you about what the movie's about. You'd actually be the perfect person for that movie, actually. She'll be, you know. So the movie's about a black woman who is darker than your average in America, right? Now, like, you're darker, right? You're darker, right? So the movie is about a black woman who is darker than an average black woman that you see in the media and all that. And she's trying to be a model. And how many doors get shut in her face? How many people say, you're not beautiful because she's black? I'm telling you who else went through this. Viola Davis went through that. And look at her, killing it. Peter, I think is her name, who was in 12 Years a Slave. And she was in Us, you know, Jordan Peele. Lupita, yeah. She went through that. Even Wesley Snipes went through that. A lot of the darker actors went through that, right? And musicians. Right now, I'm going to tell you where you're going to corner. You can corner the market. But she eventually break down barriers in my film, right, that I wrote. She breaks down barriers that other people couldn't believe she was breaking down because she never stopped. She created her own fan base. And once you create your own fan base, either they going to look at you or try to crush you, right? Mm-hmm. So you got to know how to keep that up. I'm going to tell you where you got it right now, Jazzy Blaze. Right now, it ain't no hip-hop artist that's in the game that looks like you. That's killing the game that looks like you, period. You know, the only hip-hop artist that was killing the game back when I grew up, y'all know, I'm a lot older than y'all, but is Foxy Brown. Let me tell you something. You know why Foxy Brown was killing the game? Because who she was, she embraced her blackness. She was like, so what? She went through that same stuff too. Labels didn't want to sign her, said she was too dark and all that stuff. But look what she did in spite of all that. You feel what I mean? End up doing a good for herself during the 90s. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think your journey is going to be, first you're black, right? We're black, right? Our journey hard regardless. But you being black, a female, and not willing to sell your body or, you know, sex sales to get views and stuff, that's going to be the toughest thing. Now, you come over to Heat Love Music Group, we're a little different. You know, I had to throw that out. But, you know, but real talk, 95%. Of the independent artist, I mean the independent labels, major labels, when they looking at you, the first thing they say, oh, she's good. Yeah, but can she have an image? We need an image. Because they there for dollars, right? Yeah, we want to make money, but it ain't like the 90s anymore. It ain't like the 80s anymore. It ain't like the 70s anymore where you had to have talent. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If you got an image, I'll give you a perfect example. Jennifer Lopez. I don't know if y'all know this. Mm-hmm. You know she didn't really sing none of her songs. It was people singing it for her. But she put an image out. Irv Gotti talked about it, and it's a whole thing behind it. But Ashanti did a lot of her songs. You know?
I heard about that.
Yes. And the thing is, her image got her to where she was at. Because she was willing to sell that image. You know what I mean? People like her and people like that, they're not willing to sell their image. You know what I mean? So that's how that goes. So I want to know what's going to make you different. What if they come to you with that bag and they say, look, we're going to give you that $2 million right on the dotted line. All you need to do is start wearing this, that, and we'll take care of the rest. What you gonna do?
That's tough. That's tough because, you know, everybody wants a bag. That could change my life. But, I mean, I don't know. I just definitely feel like there's way more out there for me than that only deal right there. No, I would keep moving forward until I find the deal that fits.
Let me ask you this question, man. Because you broke, right? Let's just say we broke, right? We ain't got millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. But when they come to you with $1 million and you ain't got nothing, that's what makes people take it. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
Yeah. I take it.
You're my daughter, right? You know? But look, because you got to understand what people's seeing. But if you are that strong, because I know I am, right? I'm going to give you an example of something, Jazzy. Is I had somebody come to me that wanted to invest. They didn't want to invest. They really wanted to take a piece of what I'm doing. And I'm like, if I'm doing all this without y'all, you know, how is it going to look? Me giving you a piece of something that you got 35 people on your staff. And I don't even have a fraction of that. And I'm doing way more than your company and the 35 people you got on your staff. Why would I give you a piece of my shit? Does that make any sense?
Nope.
You know? So, as an artist, as a female, because I'm going to say female hip-hop artist, what is your goal? You know, you're like my daughter here, right? To inspire her generation of music, because you're what, 20 what? How old are you?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I'm 26 now.
So you're 26. She's 17. But for to be 18. Mm-hmm. I know she ain't ready to say that, everybody. But inspire the generation that she's in, you know, of female rappers that don't have to rap. And I'm not saying that you can't, right? I don't want anybody to misquote me. If that's the type of rapper you want to be, or Megan Thee Stallion, whatever, cool. You know, make it happen. But I feel like don't do it if you don't want to. I want to see a different form of hip-hop, female hip-hop artists in the game. I don't want to keep saying the same thing. You got different things on the male side, right? You know, yeah, your J. Cole's, you have your Kodak Blacks, you have your J, you know? So why can't we get that on the female side and put it into the mainstream? So what's your goal of inspiring people like her?
Well, my goal is to just stay true to myself. And like I said, I've never seen myself as the kind of person to follow the trend. I am not really like a follower. I'm more of a leader. So I want to start a new, like you said, a new wave of how female rappers should look and how, you know, they should, what the message they're putting out there. I think that's the most important thing, is the message they're putting out there.
Yeah. You got any more questions you want to ask?
Yes, this is a question. What is your favorite thing to rap about?
My favorite thing to rap about.
Yes, anything. I think
my favorite thing to rap about, honestly, is like when I'm angry. I like to talk about. I like to get my anger out on the track. I'm sorry, y'all.
I don't get it wrong. All artists do it.
I bet that's when the bars come. They flowing right there.
Yeah, I know. Like my songs that people love are the ones where I'm like, I'm going in. I'm upset.
Oh, let me find out. You know, I had a breakup with a boyfriend. Like, you know what? I'm finna write about this bust ass nigga. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He come out. Whack ass nigga. Always talking. Oh, damn.
Always talking bad shit.
You look like. You feel me? Hey, you know what? People make careers out of that. You know, people like Taylor Swift. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow. all the breakups.
All those breakups was hits, you know? Mm-hmm. So when you come from a real place, I think that's the best thing of music when you come from a real place. When that's okay, if you're an R&B artist, I understand. But me personally, I think if you are a hip hop artist, just me personally, I don't want motherfuckers to be commenting, talking all this shit. I really don't give a fuck because I'm going to say the fuck I want to say. But I feel like if you a fucking hip hop artist, you should write your own shit.
Period.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, I don't think you can call yourself the greatest and none of that bullshit if you don't write your own shit.
And how you feeling it if you didn't write it?
Exactly.
How is it coming from the heart? How is it true?
It ain't true.
Exactly. It's coming from somebody else.
You know what I'm saying? I understand R&B, right? I get it because it's more of the voice, right?
Yeah.
And love songs, I get it. But when you rapping, it's different. It's like you are coming from a place. You know what I mean? And you it's different now. It's just a different, it's poetry. It's a different type of feeling on that shit. You know? But I want to ask you something else. Because this is Heat Level Podcast. We don't do top five. We do top four. So who's your top four hip hop artists of all time? I don't give a fuck if they dead, alive, homeless. It don't fucking matter. Top four.
Of all time.
You ain't got to say in that order, but I need to know your top four. Name them. Spit them out. Okay. Let's do it.
It's going to have to be Biggie, Tupac, both of them. Jay-Z, I love Jay-Z. Sorry, y'all. I just love Jay-Z.
Okay.
And I have to put Nicki Minaj in there. I love Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
That's why
okay.
I'm here. So.
I'm feeling okay. You on that Nicki Minaj and Tupac.
That's my top four.
Okay. Yeah. I'm putting nigga, I ain't really more Jay-Z. I ain't really Notorious B.I.G. In Jay-Z's spot, I would put Nas. And then the third spot, it'd be Pac. Then it'd be Biggie. And Nicki wouldn't be in my top. It'd be Eminem. So, but same thing, you know. But then, but you got some good people.
Because we were raised in two different,
not really. You got to remember, Nicki Minaj older than me.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to think about that. Nicki Minaj is 40.
Jesus.
You feel me? I'm 37. So we in the same generation. It's just look at Drake, right? So sometimes you can cross over to that other generation. You know what I'm saying? So let's see. We got about 10 minutes left. So look. So I wanna let me hit you with the Under the Bus. So this is called Under the Bus. Basically, I'm gonna give you two names, and you gotta throw one of them under the bus. All right, one of them got to go under the motherfucking bus, period. All right? Are you ready? Okay. So, since we in this great country of ours, I'm finna give you two names, and I want to know which one you want to throw under the bus. Now, just think about what all they did. Okay. Rosa Parks. Or Michelle Obama.
Ooh.
One got to go under the bus, though.
For me, Michelle Obama going under the bus.
Yeah, Michelle Obama, she's going under the bus.
Okay.
I love her, but she's going under the bus.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so y'all pick Rosa Parks. And what's up? So, rest in peace to Rosa Parks. It looks like Jazzy Blaze has said, fuck you, Michelle Obama. But it's cool. She loves you. You cool people. But your ass getting ran the fuck over. Mm-hmm. That's what's up. And so to Naomi, she said your ass getting ran the fuck over too. So Rosa Parks wins again, right? That's what's up. So look, we get to the last segment of our show. And it's called Brutally Honest, right? And I'm about to give you a question. And you got to ask it brutally honestly, okay?
Oh, God.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Will you ever, and I mean ever.
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 Have sex with an executive just to get a deal.
Oh. Oh my God.
No. And I'm talking about like, you know, the head honchos, multi-billion-dollar companies. And all you had to do, he was like, you know it's going to be a white man. So all you got to do is go in that hotel room for 5 minutes and you got a deal. Brutally honest. Brutally honest.
Oh, God.
Come on, brutally honest. Just brutally honest. Look, it has to be.
I'm not going to lie.
Hey, I do not blame you. I do not blame you at all for that money. 5 minutes? One time?
It's a one-time thing.
Yeah, one-time thing. Hey, but you know what? That's what I like, right? And that's what I like about people, right? People that be honest, yeah. Right? It's like, look, I'm, you know, at the position I am now, yes, I would. You know, that's a, you know, I'm not saying I would. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm in a better position, right? But it's like, have I did stuff like, you know, that was kind of out of character for the moment? Of course I have, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It is what it is. But I'm glad that you be honest about stuff.
Yes,
like
thank
that.
You for being honest.
Yeah, yeah. Cause I don't even want to ask my daughter. I already know what she gonna say.
Hell yeah.
I already know. Then I'm about to come up in that motherfucker with that. You know what I'm saying? Run up on that nigga real quick. Hold on. But dad, I got a million. All right, let me. Okay, can I get half
rich.
Of that?
After I kill the dude, can I get half that? After?
Let me get that. I'm gonna knock his dick off. Let me get half of that.
Let him write the check first.
Write that check, nigga. I want 5 million, nigga.
Now, matter of fact, make it six.
What you talking about? You see, she just like me. Let me get that. You know what I'm saying? But you know, we all human, right? Yeah. We are all human, and we all done did things to get ahead. And what I don't like is when people do things to get ahead, then turn around and try to shade the people that they did it with because they're not ahead anymore. You get what I mean? I don't like that part.
Yeah,
we ain't gonna speak on
game.
Nobody's situation, but I'm just saying. That's the part.
You
want to
spill the tea?
Right? It's your turn.
I ain't trying to spill the tea. Not the tea.
We're going
to
beat around
today.
The bush this time, too.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, so you, hey, tell everybody where they can find your music and how they can watch your videos, Miss Jazzy Blaze.
All right. You guys can find my music on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud at Jazzy Blaze. That's where you can find it. Jazzy Blaze. The one and only Jazzy Blaze.
And that's JazzyBlaze. And Jazzy Blaze, nobody listens to SoundCloud no more. You gotta stop. No, don't promote SoundCloud no more. Nobody
hey, I know
is
some
not listening
that
to that.
Only
shit.
Got SoundCloud.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know people who only listen to stuff on SoundCloud.
Yeah, look, SoundCloud is old news. I'm sorry, I didn't tell y'all that. SoundCloud is old news. Okay, well, fuck it. I'm going to tell people to go to MySpace.
No one's going there. Like, I'm
that's old school for real.
But guess what? MySpace is still up and running. Y'all know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
MySpace really? Still is up and running. Yeah, go to MySpace.com. Yes. MySpace is still up and running. So y'all got MySpace fucked up. Okay? And y'all already know, man, my name Y King, man. If y'all want to listen to my music, y'all know WYQEEM. That's WYQ, Eric, Mimi, Mama, Moo Moo. Y'all make sure y'all can check it out on Spotify, Apple Music, and Y King TV, Heat Level Podcast. The new movie, The Room Around, will be coming out in September. So I hope y'all got Amazon, Tubi, and y'all got your Rokus and your Apple TVs, because you will be watching my film if you subscribe and pay, motherfucker, because this film is not free. So I really appreciate that, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got to donate 50 cents a dollar something to watch this motherfucker, right? And Jazzy Blaze, man, I can't wait for us to work together. I think you'll fit real good with Heat Level Music Group and see the things that we got going on. I hope that we can actually do business, and wishing you a lot of luck down there in Miami, because I know you about to shake it. And win that 50 grand, you know what I'm saying? And if you don't win the 50 grand, just be love for the experience. Because I remember when I performed down there in Miami, it was real dope. I didn't win, but at the end of the day, it was a good experience, and I think that you'll love it. You know, just for the experience.
Thank you so much.
Yep, and it was nice to learn a lot about you. From what I hear, I think you're going to go far.
No doubt.
Thank you.
Be different. Be unique. Stick
be
to that.
Be different. Be unique. So what we going to do right now, man, we are going to give ourselves a little time. So I will be playing your music in this podcast. So everybody, Jazzy Blaze, y'all make sure y'all check her out. Okay, because she is fucking dope. And if y'all don't want to check her out and y'all want to go listen to all these other hip-hop artists, females or whatever, then y'all don't know what y'all missing. All right? She's doing a thing down in Dallas, Texas, and we're going to try to spread it and get her way farther than Dallas, Texas.
Period.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Let's get
a lot farther than that, you know?
Yeah.
I should be at the BET Awards, too, September 28th. I should be doing some interviews and stuff, so I'm trying to get that together now, and so I can get my backstage pass and all that stuff, whatever I got to do to get that. So I don't think I got to have sex with nobody, though.
Wow.
That's just you, Jazzy, just you.
I just wanted to throw that one in there. Well, Jazzy, appreciate you. We will be in contact, and I thank you for coming on Heat Level Podcast. You got to say, what's the number one podcast in the motherfucking world?
The Heat Level Podcast.
Woo!
Y'all already know, man. If y'all watch me, y'all know how I always say, I'm about this beat.
Every time they in, they ride. Every time they hear this beat. Every time they in the spot, every time I'm on they street, they listening, they listening, they listening to me. They listening, they listening, they listening to me. Nigga know who I'm.